Menachos Perek Beis Mishnah Hey 2-5. The last of the Perek, and the topic here is Menachos that have two Matirim, not just one. We've actually seen these already in the Mishnah, earlier in the Perek. For example, we have your classic, typical Mincha, which has both the Kometz and Lavona. You also have the Shtei Lechem, which has the two Kvasim on Shavuos. You also have the Lechem Apanim, which has two bazichin of Lavona. So the question is, our mission really is going to revolve around the primary issue is, if mefaglim b'chatzi matir, or ein mefaglim b'chatzi matir. The question therefore being, if you do one of the two matirim with chutz l'zman thoughts, does that make the entire korban pigel? Or no, you have to be mefagel and chutz l'zman thoughts with both of the matirin in order to make the korban pigel. We had the issue before in the first Mishnah that of ein matir mefagel as a matir. There we were talking back in the first Mishnah about thinking about the lavona when you were doing the kometz. Okay, so since they're both matirin, if you're thinking about doing lavona chutz l'zman when you're doing the kometz, we said there, Rishon Machlokas Tanayim, but the basic, everyone agreed to the principle of Ein Matir Mefagles Amatir. The Machlokas there was, if we look at these two halves of one whole, or the two separate Matirin, okay? But everyone agrees in principle that Ein Matir Mefagles Amatir, so here we're going to see that explicitly in our Mishnah here. We have two Matirin, one doesn't affect the other one. But the question is, if you do just one of the two Matirin with Pigel thoughts, does that make the whole Korban Pigel or not? So, inside the Mishnah says as follows. Pigel b'kometz v'lo b'lavona. The regular, typical mincha has both a kometz and a handful of lavona that goes in the mizbeach, and both of them are required to be matir, the shirayim, for consumption. The question is, if you have, let's say, when you're, well, the Mishnah will say, for example, if you're doing the kometz thinking chutz mono thoughts regarding the shirayim, but when you do the lavona, you don't think that, or vice versa, does that make the whole korban to be pigel? That's a machlokas, says the Mishnah inside. Pigel b'kometz v'lo b'lavona, or b'lavona v'lo b'kometz, if you do one with chutz mono thoughts, not the other one. Rebbe Meir omer, pigel. Rebbe Meir says, yes, that makes the whole mincha into be pigel. V'chayavan alav karas, and therefore if you eat the shirayim at that point, even if only one of the two matirim were done in chutz mono thoughts, the whole thing becomes pigel, because Rebbe Meir holds mefaglim b'chatzi matir. You do cause pigel, even if you just have chutz mono thoughts with half, meaning one of the two matirim. V'chacham or m'lacham say no, ein bo kares, although they agree that the korban is pasul, only psul midrabban, we'll see in a moment. But the point is, they hold that ein mefaglim b'chatzi matir, if only one of the two matirim have chutz mono thoughts, the whole korban doesn't become pigel. Ein bo kares, says the chachamim, ad shifagel es kol hamatir. You have to be mefagel both components if there are two matirim. Umodum chacham. The chacham, however, of course, do agree, says the Mishnah, that to the Rebbe Meir, b'minchas chota v'minchas kanal. So when it comes to minchas chota, the sinners, mincha, I mean, that's the olav yored, when you can't afford it, so you bring a minchas chota, and minchas kanal, that's the sota's mincha paid for by her husband. Those two, the rabbis agree, shein pigel b'kometz, if you just have pigel thoughts with the kometz, so then shu pigel, the whole korban is pigel, and if you would eat at that point, shirayim b'chayav nalav karas. Why? Sheha kometz hu amatir, because if you think about it, those two korbanos are the two korbanos where there is no lavona, and therefore the only element which is matir is the kometz, so therefore it's obvious, the chum would agree, that having chutz mono thoughts with the kometz of the minchas chot and minchas kanos would make pigel. Now, if you ask yourself, that's so painfully obvious, why do you mention it? I mean, there's no lavona with these korbanos. Of course, lavona can't be relevant to the pigel question. So, one answer is, this really is bringing to the fore the point that there are some kinds of korbanos that don't have lavona. And that is the rationale why the chacham hold, even though if you're only thinking chutz mono thoughts with one of the two matirim, the korban remains pasul. Why pasul? Even though that's not sufficient to make it pigel. Pasul midrabanan. The rabbi said, listen, if we come to permit korbanos that you have chutz mono thoughts with the kometz, we might come to permit it with a minchas chotar, minchas Knaus, where actually it's pigel. So therefore, the rabbis made it usur midrabanan unless you do it. And the same would be true if you only have pigel thoughts, chutzazmana thoughts with the lavona. Why? Because there is a korban which only has lavona and no komets. There's such a mincha like that. What is the mincha? That is the lechem hapanim. Lechem hapanim have those two bezichen, spoonfuls of lavona and no komets. So therefore, again, the rabbi said midrabanan. If you have chutzazmana thoughts with just lavona, we make the korban puzzle, lest we can't permit it, and then people would permit the lechem hapanim potentially. The Mishnah goes on to other korbanos that have two matirim, two menachos. Menachos that have two matirim. So we're going to talk here about the shtei halechem on Shavuos and the lechem hapanim every Shabbos. So there are two matirim, right? When it comes to shtei halechem, there are two kvasim. When it comes to the lechem hapanim, there are two bezichin. So what happens if shachat echem min kvasim leechol shtei achalos lemachar? What if you shecht one of the two kivtzei atzeret, thinking you're going to eat the company loaves tomorrow, not today? So that'll be mefagel. Will that be mefagel the loaves or not? And similarly, hikter echem in a bezichin, you offer one of the two bezichin of lavona, having in mind you're going to eat the lechol shnei sadarim lemachar. You're going to eat the breads of the lechem hapanim tomorrow, meaning after Shabbos, either tonight, moti Shabbos, or tomorrow, Sunday by Sunday, yes. But you're thinking with only one of the two bezichin. The Mishnah talks about thinking about both loaves of bread or both of the starim, just because we don't want to get back to the machlokes said before about, you know, one of the two, the briosis, or just sidestepping that point. So the Mishnah is consistent with the shitas before of Meir, who holds that you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir. He says, listen, if even one of the sheep on Shavuos are offered with chutzazmana thoughts, or one of the bezichin are offered, even though it's only half, he holds pigul v'chayav and v'karas. He says, yes, mefaglin b'chatzi shir, and the mincha is therefore pigul. V'chacham omrim, ein pigul, v'chacham say no, same sheet as before, ein mefaglin b'chatzi shir, b'chatzi matar, I should say, and therefore, since only one of the two matirin, either one of the two sheep, or one of the two bezichin, had chutzazmana thoughts, the whole thing is not yet going to be pigul. It will be, again, pasul midrabanan. Achi fagel es kol hamatir. Pig only happens if you do both of the kvasim or both of the bezichin with the chutzazmana thoughts. This reflects back to Mishnah I said earlier, I think Mishnah base, where I just said I brushed it together, but here you can see actually it's machlokas tonight. The third case here in the Mishnah is, what about shachat echad min hakvasim lechol mimenu lomachar? What happens if you shecht one of the two kivtzei atzeret, thinking about the kivtzei atzeret, the zevach, not the mincha, but the zevach itself, you're going to eat it tomorrow instead of today. Okay, so that's good old-fashioned chutzazmano, and it's pigel thoughts. And therefore, hu pigel v'chavero kasher. The one, either two, you know, sheep A and sheep B. Sheep A, you did, and you thought you're going to eat it chutzazmano. It becomes pigel. You didn't. Sheep B has not influence, and therefore it is still kosher. Okay. The point here, the chiddush here is, of course, under normal circumstances, if you have two korbanos to bring, I don't know, you're bringing asham and a chatas, and when you're doing the asham, you're thinking chutzazman about the asham, or you're bringing the asham and you're thinking chutzazman of the chatas, like that's a dumb thing to think, but not relevant. It doesn't make anything puzzle. But here, since the two kivtzei atzeret are both connected as much as they're the two materim that work together to be mat lechem that come with the kivtzei atzeret, so you might have thought that they are somehow connected, but the answer is they're not connected. And if you're mefagel one having chutzazmana thoughts, the other one remains kosher. Moreover, they're independent so much that if you think le'echol mechaveru lemachar, you're offering, doing under the blood of shechita, kabbalah, olah, chazrika, of lamb number one, lamb, and you thinking about doing chutzazmana thoughts, offering the blood, emurim, or eating it, of the lamb number two. So that's, again, a dumb thing to think about. But since these are standalone korbanos, thinking about chutzazmana thoughts for lamb number two when you're doing avodas of lamb number one is not relevant. And therefore, shnehem ksherim, both your lamb number one, which you're done with dumb thoughts, but not pigel thoughts regarding it, says kosher. And certainly lamb number two isn't affected by your thoughts regarding when you're doing lamb number one. So therefore, both stay kosher. And the Chacham agree with that. And I mentioned at the beginning, back in the first mission here, this in contrast to the komets and the Lavona, where we said there the Chacham say if you're doing the komets and thinking about Lavona, it is a problem. It is mifagel because they're like they become sanctified in the same kli. So they're like two halves of a single whole when it comes to mincha, the chum hold anyways. Whereas when it comes to the kivtzei atzeret, they're two separate standalone zvachim, and just you need to do both of them to matir the lechem.